This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer Report. Disarm all protesters in public spaces. I'm enrolled in a lifetime learning program for organizers. The sessions are usually not online, but they happen there too. Most of the classes are in real time, on the streets, with lots of people involved. I know how to count. I've counted crowds. I've worked out a formula for counting marches based on the average number of people in a line, lines per block, and blocks per mile. Rough counts, of course, but I don't have helicopters and spotters for this work. Certainly, I count arrests. I'm drawing a line now. I don't want to count deaths at a protest. Yes, that is common in other countries. I make a mental note, but that's as far as I've been willing to go. Working in the United States as an organizer for decades, I didn't think I needed to count protest deaths here. In recent weeks, I'm finding myself wrong. A protester was shot and killed by a 17-year-old boy in Kenosha, Wisconsin, who was part of a right-wing militia group. A 48-year-old armed right-wing militia member was shot and killed in Portland. Local and federal police have now shot and killed another 42-year-old who self-identifies as part of the Loose Antifa grouping and who police allege was a killer in the earlier protest. Why is this happening? There's an easy answer. Somehow, guns are now being allowed at protest. Every study from every side of the question has established that proximity to guns is a killer. Guns in the home kill spouses and children on purpose and by accident. Guns abet suicides. Guns kill, period. Some state legislatures are making protests around personal residence illegal. Maybe that'll stand up in court, and maybe not. But why are cities and states not outlawing guns around protests by all sides? A recent article in the New Yorker about the range and variety of Michigan and nationally based armed militia groups from Boogaloo to How Who was spine-chilling. As organizers in America, do we need to now not only warn our members that there's always a chance of arrest, but to kiss their families before they leave home because they could be killed by some trigger-happy fool with a gun? With or without ordinances and legislation, why are the police not moving to disarm protesters on all sides? If not for our safety, how about for their own? The police are not passive observers, as all of us who've ever been part of a demonstration know. They're participant observers, as a sociologist would hate for them to be called. Sometimes they're watching, and sometimes they're in the stuff all the way. Who wants to guess how long it will be before some hothead in this current climate takes a pot shot at them? Police and politicians seem to recoil at the notion of defunding the police, but are they willing to demand that they do their jobs? How about that for a change? While insisting that they curtail their own brutality and racism and not put their fingers on the scale in favor of the militias either. They need to be stopped. For our part, we need to operate with some common sense and political savvy, especially right now, and insist that anyone armed or looking for a fight go elsewhere to find it. We can't allow friends or enemies to claim that they're protecting us. If they are armed, they are, by definition, dangerous. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.